Hey, this is Alfonso Mondo, Stephen Anthony, and I heard two very creative musical booms over the last few days. The one is from Lady Mac NZ, so that's capital L, A D Y, capital M, A C, capital N, capital Z, or Z, depending on what part of the world you come from. Now she did this boom, it's the last one that she did, I believe, and she's doing her version or a song that she's written in the style of Enya. And it is absolutely fantastic. When you think that Enya will have the best producers, best engineers, they will tell her to do it again and again and again, and then it will be altered in the studio. Even if she got one of the notes slightly wrong, they will sort of alter it. A lot of work goes into sorting an Enya album. Now, this young girl, her name is Renee, in her mid-teens, has done it all herself. The music, the arrangement, the multi-tracked voices, made sure that the effects are the right effects. It's absolutely fantastic. If you haven't heard it, you must look for her, Lady Mac NZ. Now, the other one that I heard, which again, I'm absolutely knocked out by the way this person writes. Not sure of the age of this person, but incredibly talented. A really, really interesting writer. Somehow goes completely far left of what I would think of as normal, regular melody. Yet she makes it work, and she makes it work so well. Her name is Lab Animal One. Now that's capital L-A-B, capital A-N-I-M-A-L, capital O-N-E. And her latest boom is fantastic. She does talk a little bit before she sits herself down at her piano. And you've got to stay with it, because once you start to hear what she can do, this is a very basic recording, but the actual potential of what she's writing could be on Broadway one of these days. It's that good. So, yeah, two people on Audio Boom that are definitely worth following if you don't follow them already. Now, I'm going to go. The next boom I will be doing will be possibly with Louise, and we'll be telling the story about what happened yesterday and tonight, but I won't spoil it until I can actually have Louise at my side. And this story is all about a couple of days in Louise's life and the kind of things that happen to little Louise. I'll speak to you soon.